He said, "Noble son, the Dharma worship is that worship rendered to the discourses taught by the Tathagata. These discourses are deep and profound in illumination. They do not conform to the mundane and are difficult to understand and difficult to see and difficult to realize. They are subtle, precise, and ultimately incomprehensible. As scriptures, they are collected in the canon of the Bodhisattvas, stamped with the insignia of the King of Incantations and Teachings. They reveal the irreversible wheel of Dharma, arising from the six transcendences, cleansed of any false notions. They are endowed with all the aids to enlightenment, and embody the seven factors of enlightenment. They introduce living beings to the great compassion, and teach them the great love. They eliminate all the convictions of the Maras, and they manifest relativity. They contain the message of selflessness, living beinglessness, lifelessness, personlessness, voidness, signlessness, wishlessness, non-performance, non-production, and non-occurrence. They make possible the attainment of the seat of enlightenment and set in motion the wheel of the Dharma. They are approved and praised by the chiefs of the gods, Nagas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Asuras, Garudas, Kinaras, and Maharagas. They preserve unbroken the heritage of the holy Dharma, contain the treasury of the Dharma, and represent the summit of the Dharma worship. They are upheld by all holy beings and teach all the Bodhisattva practices. They induce the unmistaken understanding of the Dharma in its ultimate sense. They certify that all things are impermanent, miserable, selfless, and peaceful, thus epitomizing the Dharma. They cause the abandonment of avarice, immorality, malice, laziness, forgetfulness, foolishness, and jealousy, as well as bad convictions, adherence to objects, and all opposition. They are praised by all the Buddhas. They are the medicines for the tendencies of mundane life, and they authentically manifest the great happiness of liberation. To teach correctly, to uphold, to investigate, and to understand such scriptures, thus incorporating into one's own life the holy Dharma, that is the Dharma worship. Furthermore, noble son, the Dharma worship consists of determining the Dharma according to the Dharma, applying the Dharma according to the Dharma, being in harmony with relativity, being free of extremist convictions, attaining the tolerance of ultimate birthlessness and non-occurrence of all things, realizing selflessness and living beinglessness, refraining from struggle about causes and conditions, without quarreling or disputing, not being possessive, being free of egoism, relying on the meaning and not on the literal expression, relying on gnosis and not on consciousness, relying on the ultimate teachings, definitive in meaning, and not insisting on the superficial teachings, interpretable in meaning, relying on reality and not insisting on opinions derived from personal authorities, realizing correctly the reality of the Buddha, realizing the ultimate absence of any fundamental consciousness, and overcoming the habit of clinging to an ultimate ground. Finally, attaining peace by stopping everything from ignorance to old age, death, sorrow, lamentation, misery, anxiety and trouble, and realizing that living beings know no end to their views concerning these 12 links of dependent origination, then, noble son, when you do not hold to any view at all, it is called the unexcelled Dharma worship. So this is what Vaishajaraja says. And when Chandrachatra heard this, he was overwhelmed. He had a profound transcendental experience. He vowed to devote himself to the Dharma, vowed to attain supreme enlightenment, And then without delay, he went forth. He went forth from home into the homeless life. The Buddha then proceeds, Shakyamuni then proceeds to identify for Shakra's benefit, for Indra's benefit, the characters in the story. He says that King Ratnachatra was none other than Buddha Ratnarchis, as he afterwards became and is now known. His 1,000 sons are the 1,000 bodhisattvas of the present eon. While as for Prince Chandrachatra, he was the Buddha, Shakyamuni himself, or rather the Buddha, Shakyamuni, was Chandrachatra. The Buddha then transmits the Dharma to the Bodhisattva Maitreya, together with various instructions, and the sutra, the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, comes to an end.